The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On Trash Talk.
Awesome. Thanks, Ray. Appreciate your time.
Buddy. Yep. Have a great week.
That's Ray Ferraro from TSN.
Sherman, do you ever score in the shootout, Ray?
I know. I'm late.
He was just on.
Get him back on the line.
Hey, Costanza.
Star Wars.
Han Solo. Guy's such a stud. And I have a crush on the big guy there. He's such
Harrison Ford.
Oh, God. He's such a stud. God, he's a stud.
Okay, like, she's...
Staying up to date.
I'm not even kidding. You and I listen to Lenny Kravitz now, and I love that song American Woman, so it's in a regular playlist. I hear it, I'm like, yeah, those two are happily together. I'm glad they're doing well, all this kind of stuff. And then you hear that kind of thing. An old dirty bastard. I mean, at least the other two are alive. This guy passed away. It's been 17 years. That's really hard to swallow. Rest in peace, ODB.
It's time for Struds On.
Alan Walsh. So I recognize this happened a couple days ago, but I got to get my two cents in there. If you know what happened, Alan Walsh is an agent. He's the agent of Marc-Andre Fleury, of the Flower, of the goaltender for the Vegas Golden Knights. And he tweeted out a picture of Fleury making a save with a sword in his back with the name DeBoer on it. And when I first saw it, I thought it was a joke. Like, I couldn't believe that, you know, that I'm like, okay, that's pretty funny. Maybe a fan put it up there. And then I looked at who sent it, and I was blown away that an NHL agent would do that publicly. You know, you could say things, you know, things are always said behind closed doors. I mean, that's a fact of life. But to put it out publicly, to your player who's heading into playoffs, because you don't feel like you maybe get enough ice time or whatever it is, like, that blows me away. And then I heard the comments of Marc-Andre Fleury the other day when he talked a little bit about, you know, he asked him to take it down, but, you know, he didn't say he did not know about it. And listen, did Fleury know about it or not? Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. I don't know. We'll never know the truth, but I'm assuming that he did. And, you know, when I look at Walsh, what are you trying to gain from this? Like, let's be honest. Pretty DeBoer doesn't look like the most intimidating man, like Rod Brindamore. Like, DeBoer looks like a, you know, kind of a middle-aged accountant who's just kind of enjoying himself in the office. But this guy, he is not going to be bullied by an agent heading to a playoff game. Do you think that, like, did Walsh think that as he was sending it out, that, you know, someone run and tell Pete, the agent of Fleury's not happy? What? What do you mean he's not happy? Well, he's not. He just tweeted with a picture of Fleury with a sword in the back and your name on it. Oh my God. I can't believe this is happening. We better change it. We gotta get Fleury in there. We gotta get the Flower. We don't want this agent being upset. Like, to me, it is mind blowing that a guy who's been around as long as Walsh, and he's done a lot of good work. Like, you know, for his players, he's always backing them up. He's always doing it. But it blows me away that he would think that his tweet would have a significant enough impact they would alter the decision of an NHL coach. The coach doesn't deal with the agents. The coach doesn't, he doesn't care what the agent thinks. He's trying to win the game. So if that means that he has to play player X over player Y, he'll do it. Now, if the agents don't like it and they call the GM, that's the GM's job. He has to deal with that. But a coach doesn't have to worry about an agent, how he feels. Does he worry about his players? Yes, he worries about how they feel. And there's, you know, there was a conversation before when the trade happened about, you know, how it would work. But let's just make something clear. That for a second, not for a second, does a coach think about the thoughts or the input of an agent? And he shouldn't. Because every agent is looking out for his player, which they should. Walsh is looking out for his player here, and I 100% get that. But there's no way that he should be worrying about what the agent says. Because the agent's very self-serving for his player. He wants his player to play the most and be in the best spot that he can win, the best teams, all that kind of stuff. And I get at an agent. Donnie backed me up all the time. But you can't think that that's going to have an impact on the coach. So if it was after the season and you want to put that out, no problem. If you want to signify the organization, you know, you stabbed him in the back, no problem. But to think that a tweet would alter the course of a player or a coach has planned for his team is mind-blowing. And then, to top it off, if Fleury did know, it could make it awkward inside the bubble or inside your team dynamics, because you're, you know, the Leonard's playing really well and he's helping you win games. Everyone in there is trying to win games, and you have to be selfless in the playoffs. You have to, you know, want the team to win. If you don't get a chance to maybe play 15 minutes instead of 12 or you start or whatever, you got to be about to win. So now do people in that room think, well, hold on, does he really want to win or does he want to play? You know, is he all about himself? So just a really weird time, especially for a guy who's won championships before, and he is and has been a really big part of that franchise in Vegas and for Fleury. So I just thought, Greg, it was a really poor decision by a veteran agent. And if Fleury knew about it, like that is, to me, it's almost unforgivable that would they do. Because if you have a problem, go in and talk to your coach. Now, maybe he did. Maybe he did before. Who knows? They didn't really say much in his interview. But it is almost unforgivable if he knew and he endorsed the talk by, with that. It makes no sense.